All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're really digging into a fascinating career. Dr. S. Rajasekaran, a world-renowned spine surgeon. And we're going to be going through his CV
Oh, wow.
to get a sense of like just how impactful
Yeah.
his career has been. I mean, just looking at this thing, it's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those CVs that, just goes on and on, right? It's like page after page.
Exactly. There's so much to unpack here.
Yeah.
So maybe let's just dive right in. I thought maybe we could start with his current roles. As of 2016, he's the chair of the International Research Commission for AO Spine,
Right.
and he's also president of PsyCot. Kind of break those down for me. Like, what do those organizations even do?
Sure. So AO Spine, that stands for the Association for the Study of Osteosynthesis Spine. It's a global organization that basically brings together all these spine surgeons worldwide,
Right.
and their focus is really on research and education in spine surgery.
Okay, so to chair their research commission, that must be,
I mean, that's a big deal, right?
it's a
Yeah.
pretty big deal.
You're basically guiding the direction
Yeah.
of spine surgery research. Like, what are the cutting-edge studies that we need to be focusing on? What kind of knowledge are we going to share?
That's right.
It's setting the agenda for, for where spine care is going in the future.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Okay, and then what about PsyCot?
So PsyCot is the International Society of Orthopedic Surgery and Traumatology.
Okay.
So that's even broader
Right.
than just spine, right? This is like all of orthopedics.
Yeah.
And as president, he's basically fostering collaboration between orthopedic surgeons all over the world,
Wow.
promoting like the best practices and the exchange of knowledge. I mean, talk about influence.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible to think
I
about
mean,
the
yeah.
reach that he has. And that's just what he's doing now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Looking back at his CV, he's been president of so many other organizations: the Indian Orthopedic Association, the Association of Spine Surgeons of India, the International Society for the Study of Lumbar Spine. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
Yeah, it really speaks to his reputation and his expertise, right? I mean, it's one thing to be good at what you do, as a surgeon, but to consistently be elected to these top leadership positions, I mean, that shows that you're a real visionary in the field, You're someone who can actually guide an entire specialty forward.
Yeah, it's inspiring to see. And it's not just those leadership roles. I mean, he's got all these academic distinctions too. There's one in particular that caught my eye. He was named Hunterian Professor by the Royal College of Surgeons of England.
Oh, yeah, that's a big
What
one.
does that even mean? I have to admit, I've never heard of that before.
So think of it this way. It's basically, like winning an Oscar, but for surgery, right?
Yeah.
Named after John Hunter. He was this famous surgeon, anatomist, really a pioneer back in the day.
Okay.
And each year, they pick someone who's made like really groundbreaking contributions to surgery to be the Hunterian Professor.
Wow.
And then not only do you get this title, you also get to deliver a series of lectures at the Royal College,
Wow.
which are, super prestigious. It's a really, really big honor in the surgical world.
Okay, so that says a lot about, the impact he's had
Yeah.
and his expertise.
Absolutely. And it's not just in the UK, right? I mean, you look at his CV and he's been a distinguished visitor to Harvard Medical International. He's given grand rounds, lectures at Dartmouth and the Mayo Clinic. I mean, these are like the top institutions in the world. So clearly his work is being recognized and appreciated on a global scale.
Right, and that makes sense when you think about the fact that he's also an adjunct professor and a faculty member at multiple universities.
Yeah,
So it's like he's really
I cheated.
shaping the next generation of surgeons.
Exactly, influencing how spine surgery is going to be practiced for years to
Yeah,
come.
that's pretty amazing. And speaking of shaping the future, we have to talk about his research. I mean, this is where things get really mind-blowing. He's won the ISSLS Prize for Spine Research.
Oh, wow.
Not once, not twice, but four times.
Four times.
Four times?
Yeah.
I've never won anything four times in my life.
That's incredible.
I
I
know.
mean, the ISSLS Prize, it's given by the International Society for the Study of the Lumbar Spine. And it's like the top honor for research in this area. So to win it once means you've made like a major contribution. You've significantly advanced our understanding of the spine. But to win it four times, that's just unheard of.
It's incredible,
I
yeah.
mean, it shows the sustained level of brilliance and impact on the field.
And it's not just like theoretical research either. I mean, one of those winning studies
Yeah.
was about how calcium channel blockers, which is a type of medication, can actually improve nutrition in spinal discs.
Oh, wow.
And that has real-world applications, right? It's not just about understanding the science. It's about using that knowledge to actually develop better treatments. And he also won the Eurospine Open Paper Award for that work, among many others.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's so amazing about his research, right?
Right.
It's not just theoretical. It's actually translated into real improvements in patient care.
Absolutely.
Okay, so are you ready for this?
What's that?
Now we're getting to the publication section of his CV.
Okay, yeah.
And I have to warn you, the numbers are pretty staggering. He's published 193 articles in international journals, 44 in national publications, and he's written 49 chapters in international books.
Oh my gosh, how is that even possible?
I know, right? Like, it just blows my mind. How do you even find the time to do all of that?
It really speaks to his dedication to the field, you know, and not just doing the research, but actually taking the time to write it all up and get it published.
Right.
Because that's a whole other thing, right?
Right.
It's not just about doing the work. It's about sharing it with the world. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's something he's clearly committed to, because on top of all those publications, he's also the chief editor of a video atlas of spine surgery.
Wow.
And the ASAI textbook on spinal infections and trauma. I mean, that's just...
That's a lot.
A whole other level of dedication to education.
And it is. It's amazing. I mean, think about it, right?
Yeah.
He's already this incredibly accomplished surgeon, researcher, leader in the field. But then he takes the time to create these resources for other surgeons. I mean, talk about giving back.
It's really inspiring.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've covered a lot of ground here. I mean, this CV is just packed with accomplishments. What's the big takeaway for you?
Well, I think it's clear that Dr. Rajasekaran isn't just a talented surgeon, right?
Right.
He's really a leader, an innovator, a mentor who has shaped the field of spine surgery on a global level.
Yeah, absolutely. And his work has really touched the lives of countless people, not just his own patients, but through his research, his leadership, his teaching. I mean, he's just had this incredible ripple effect on the world.
He has. You know, it makes you wonder, what's the driving force behind a career like this? Like, what keeps someone at the forefront of their field for decades?
Right.
Always pushing boundaries, inspiring others.
It's a good question. Yeah. Something to think about.
It is.
Maybe even something to aspire to in our own fields, right?
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining me for this deep dive. It's been really fascinating to learn about Dr. Rajasekaran's incredible career.
It has.
And thanks to all of you out there for listening. Until next time.
Yeah.